Chapter 15. The Burden of Moab. For in a night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to nothing. For in a night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to nothing. They are gone up to Bayith and to Dibon, to the high places to weep. Moab wails over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads is baldness, every beard is cut off. In their streets they gird themselves with sackcloth. On their housetops and in their broad places, everyone wails, weeping abundantly. Heshbon cries out, and Elealeh, their voice is heard even to Jahaz. Therefore the armed men of Moab cry aloud, his soul trembles within him. My heart cries out for Moab, her nobles flee to Zoar, to Eglath Shelishelah. For by the ascent of Luhith with weeping they go up, for in the way of Horonaim they raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the grass is withered away. The tender grass fails, there is no green thing. Therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up shall they carry away over the brook of the willows. For the cry has gone round about the borders of Moab, the wailing of it to Eglaim, and the wailing of it to Be'er Elim. For the waters of Dimon are full of blood, for I will bring yet more on Dimon, a lion on them of Moab that escape, and on the remnant of the land.